Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good morning. Welcome to this edition of Atlanta Business Radio, powered by Business Radio X. I'm your host, Alex Gossett-Shiflett, and we have four very special guests in our studio today. But before we get started, make sure you are connected with us on social media, Twitter at Business Radio X. Also, today's show, Atlanta Biz Radio, you can follow us at Atlanta Biz Radio. And you can connect with me personally on Twitter at Alex G. Shiflett. I'd love to hear from you, and you can check out the pictures of our guests in the studio. All right, let's get started. We have Pamela Derides in the studio today. Pamela is an actress. And then we have the blonde and the brunette, the team from Scoop, right? Suzanne Taylor and Michelle Knapp. And we have Dr. Mark Slater, who is here with, say the name of your company for me.
The Fountain Laser Hair Removal.
Fountain Laser Hair Removal.
And he's not a doctor.
Oh, you're not a doctor.
Well, I'm a chiropractor. I just want to set the record straight. I'm not a physician. I'm not here giving medical advice. So,
okay.
So I'm a doctor of chiropractic,
right.
But I don't practice.
Okay, because
so
on your website it said doctor, so I wanted... Okay.
I don't think it says, but anyway.
Okay. Well, then I'll just call you Mark. How about
That's
that?
That's awesome.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll just do that. Okay. Let's start with Pam. Pamela, when did you get bit by the acting bug?
I got bit by the acting bug when I first came to Atlanta in 2011. Or I'm sorry, 2008. I've been here a while, so the years are running into each other. Came here in 2008 and... just soon after I came, Zombieland was shooting. And I heard about it through various channels, and I thought, you know, I've always wanted to check out acting. I'm kind of interested in it. I'm in the right place for it, so I'm going to try out. And I was an extra in Zombieland. And after that, I thought, you know, I really enjoy this, but I want to do more than just be in the background. So I actually started taking lessons and educating myself in acting technique, and here I am today.
Okay, and where did you study?
I study, actually still do study at the Robert Mello Studio. It's therobertmellostudio.com, and I cannot recommend him highly enough. If you really want to learn great acting technique, he teaches Meisner technique, which is one of many.
Oh, I know about Meisner, yes.
Yeah. So it's an extremely effective acting technique, and he is just a top-notch instructor. I love him.
Okay, tell us about Call Time Atlanta.
So Call Time Atlanta, I started in 2011. That's why I had 2011 on the brain. I started it back then, and I put it on hiatus for a couple of years. It's a talk show where I interview people in the Atlanta entertainment industry. So I've interviewed professional actors, like actors who work all the time, from The Walking Dead, from Halt and Catch Fire, from Madam Secretary, all actors who live here in town, and they work on these productions. I've interviewed some agencies. I've interviewed Georgia Production Partnership, which is a grassroots organization that was heavily involved in instituting the tax breaks here in Georgia for Hollywood to come in and shoot here. So yeah, it's just all about different aspects of the local industry.
Okay, and can you describe your audience for that show?
I originally catered it to other actors. So I wanted to speak to people like myself who were getting into the business or maybe just kind of struggling in the business and trying to make it, and they wanted to learn from the pros. And I still cater to that audience as well. I have started to expand the scope of the show. So it's talking to more various levels of professional and not just actors anymore. So I've got some people coming up on the show who are producers. And so obviously, actors may want to know about that, but they'll speak to a little bit different audience. So I'm expanding the types of guests I have on.
Right. And Atlanta is a great place to be if you're an actor.
Absolutely. It is. Yeah. A lot of people ask me, are you going to move to LA? And when are you going to go? And I'm like, you know, LA may or may not be in my life plan. I'm certainly not ruling it out. But here in Atlanta, the industry is booming so much and there's so much work here. And I kind of get to be a bigger fish in a smaller pond. If you go to LA, everybody, you know, from the CEO down to the mail room is in the business. I mean, that's how it is in LA. So you're competing against so many more people. Atlanta's a great place to be right now for acting.
Yeah, I have a friend who's an actor here in Atlanta. His name is Robin Bloodworth.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know
Robin?
Him?
Oh,
yes, do you really?
We work together, yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
We go way back.
Yeah.
We've been friends for a long time. And yeah, I want to have him on the show to interview him too. But he actually lived in New York mm-hmm. and decided to come back to Atlanta because there were more opportunities mm-hmm. here.
Yeah.
And he stayed here and he's done very well.
And you find that with a lot of people who are coming from L.A. or New York or even Chicago, who come here and stay here.
Yeah. Well, because like you said, there's more opportunities and, you know, a lot of Hollywood is moving here because
exactly.
it's cheaper to film here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell us about Mammoth TV.
So Mammoth TV is a joint venture between myself and my colleague Kyle Rollins. He owns Mammoth Solutions. It's a digital branding and marketing agency. So what you didn't mention before, and I'll just fill the audience in, is I am an actress, and that's just my life's blood. But I also, on the side to, you know, make a living until I get my big break, I do business analysis consulting. So I come from a corporate background, and I've been in corporate for years and years before I got into acting. And I met Kyle through some mutual contacts, and we decided to do this collaboration together called Mammoth TV, combining my on-camera experience with his marketing and branding knowledge. And so we've been putting out a series of videos on YouTube, and it's all together on the same channel as Call Time Atlanta. There's separate shows on the same channel, but these have a different focus. They're all, you know, about how do you market yourself? How do you localize your search results in Google? That was the latest I posted. How do you brand yourself when you have different interests like me? And all those kinds of topics.
Right. And that is my fault, Pamela. I did not read your introduction.
Oh, no problem.
And I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Let me go back and just say a few things. Pamela Derytis is an actress in Atlanta represented by Salt Model and Talent, who is an active content creator on her two YouTube channels. One channel called Time Atlanta focuses on the entertainment industry in Georgia and features interviews with professional actors, agents, advocacy organizations, and anyone who moves and shapes the industry here. How have you been able to grow your audience? Because there's so many people. I mean, anyone can get on YouTube mm-hmm. and start a show. How have you managed to grow your audience?
Yeah. Well, I will preface that question by saying my audience is still small. It's still a niche audience. I have found several things, though, to be very effective. Obviously, social media marketing is key. Everybody should be doing that today.
That's how you found us, right?
That's how I found Business Radio X, actually. I was telling Ryan right before the show that I have been following the Business Radio X Facebook page for a while, and I thought, okay, I'm just going to throw my hat in the ring and see if they respond. And they did, and here I am. So, yes, yeah, social media marketing, it works. So that's one way, and that's a key way. I have formed collaborations like the Mammoth TV collaboration that has brought some followers to my YouTube channel. That brings its own audience. So they're not necessarily coming there for the entertainment content, but they're coming there for the business content. So you find collaborations that you can do with people that are either at your level in terms of number of followers or reputation or above. And so I've identified some of those. I've done some research online, if you will, and I've reached out to other places like Creative South TV is another one. They've got they do have a YouTube channel. They're a big conference every year that thousands of creatives come to, and it's just a conference to support creative types in the Atlanta area. So Creative South TV, I contacted him recently, and he agreed to do a collaboration with me. So he's going to come on the show, and we're going to just cross promote each other. So things like that really work. And, of course, appearing on Business Radio X.
Absolutely. What do you have coming up for Mammoth TV and Call Time Atlanta?
So Call Time Atlanta, I touched on that a little bit earlier. I have some film producers coming on the show. I have somebody else from The Walking Dead that I'm going after, and I've reached out to him. I don't want to say who it is because it's not set yet. I don't have the final say-so, but I did reach out to him personally, and he agreed to come on. He's not an actor. He's involved in the production of the show. So cross your fingers that I actually get him on. Again, just expanding the types of guests. Of course, I have more actors coming on as well. As far as Mammoth TV, Kyle and I are continuing to create our videos and do our content. And I'm reaching out to other business owners who may want to come on and talk about how they market themselves in their situation.
Okay. And do you have any acting gigs coming up? Are you going to be in anything?
Well, I do. Last year, and a couple of years ago, I was on a web series called The Lumber Baron of Jasper County.
Right. It's you played Bev. Mm-hmm. Bev, the character, right?
Yep. I played Bev. Now, I am playing a different character this time. She's a rock hound. She's called a rock hound. So
she's called a what?
A rock hound.
What's a rock hound?
You go digging for rocks like you would dig for gold.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So this character is going to be on an upcoming episode. And it's a special episode that I do with Lumber Baron. I probably have been on their show maybe once a year. So I'm going to be on an upcoming episode, the Rock Hounds of Jasper County. So watch for that episode. I am actually also producing my own show, my own web series. I'm not sure I put that in the bio because at the time I hadn't really created a fundraiser for it or anything, but actually I'm launching the fundraiser today.
Well, tell us about it.
Sure. It's called Dames of Fame, and it's about three actresses who have surpassed their 20s and are in their 30s or beyond and are struggling with ageism and sexism in Hollywood. Well, Hollywood. I mean, they're not necessarily based in Hollywood, but they're struggling with those things in the entertainment industry. So you've probably heard or maybe not heard that Maggie Gyllenhaal at 37 was told that she was too old to play the love interest of a 55-year-old man. So that's an example of the kinds of things we face as women in the entertainment industry as we age. So this has bothered me. I mean, that is just one example among many. And this has bothered me for a long time, especially because I'm not getting younger. Nobody's getting younger. We're all getting older. So what's my future like in the entertainment industry? Well, I decided to take the reins and make a statement about it. So I hired a writer and she wrote three episodes. And it's all about three actress friends who kind of snipe at each other for these really ridiculous roles that they're offered because that's all they've got now. And so it's funny, it's a comedy, but we're taking a satirical look at this state of affairs for women in entertainment. So that's called Dames of Fame. And the fundraiser will be on Indiegogo later today. And you can go to igg.me/dames/@/dames, I think it is.
Okay. And, yeah. And we'll have it on post it on the show
Great.
Site.
Yeah. Today. I would love people's support. I think this is a really important statement to make.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I have a theater background too.
Okay.
And I
Great.
Hear that, you know, from women all the time.
Yeah,
that,
absolutely.
And the role that you were speaking about with Maggie, was that the Batman when she was playing? No.
You know, I don't remember what role it was. This article was from 2015. It was from actually almost a year ago. But I can send you the link for that if you'd like to provide it to the audience.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. We're going to come back to you. But right now, I want to move on to Suzanne Taylor and Michelle Knapp. Michelle Knapp and Suzanne Taylor started Scoop OTP in 2012 after realizing there wasn't a meaningful online source about life in the suburbs of Atlanta. Scoop OTP is the insider's guide to living outside the perimeter with recommendations on restaurants, retail, family fun, calendar of events, and the scoop of new places coming to town. Knapp and Taylor have both lived in Cherokee County for over 16 years and are involved in their community. Knapp hails from Ohio and Taylor from Florida. They both are married and raise their busy children in public schools. The never-ending carpooling around town, coupled with the desire to learn more about their area, they became the go-to resource for their friends and neighbors and decided to put that knowledge to use by creating Scoop OTP website for those living OTP and beyond. And OTP, of course, means outside the perimeter.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, ladies, the blonde and the brunette, paint a picture for our audience. What is Scoop OTP and why did you start it?
I'll start with that one. This is Suzanne speaking. We started Scoop OTP because really there was no online source or written source that helped those living in the suburbs. And we would say the suburbs, we kind of mean Acworth to Alpharetta, Marietta to Cumming, that north of 285 corridor, about where to go besides your local city. Every magazine was just about the local city. There was no cross-reference. And just because I lived in Canton did not mean I didn't want to know what's going on in Woodstock or Roswell or Alpharetta. And Michelle and I, through our children, found ourselves venturing out to these cities for various sports or dance events. And we wanted to know where to go. What is a cool restaurant that's not a chain? I've got an hour to kill here. What's a cool store I should pop into? And so back at home, people would ask us all the time. And so we kind of took our verbal recommendations and made it this great online source so that everybody could have this information. Because again, just because you live in one city does not mean you don't want to know what's going on in another.
True. And, you know, I just moved to, we moved to Cumming last summer. Yeah. And that's one of the things my daughter said is she's like, Mom, she's like, our subdivision where we are is, you know, we don't know anybody. We don't know what's going on. And so I feel that and I understand that need. So tell us, what does Scoop OTP talk about?
Scoop OTP covers really almost anything we wanted to, but we do have categories. So retail therapy, so any stores that are located in the suburbs, typically non-chains, though, like local independently owned businesses, restaurants. We talk about, we have a category called Force Family Fun, where we give suggestions for things you could do with your family on the weekend that, you know, maybe nobody wants to do, but when everyone gets there, they end up having a good time anyway. So we call it Force Family Fun. We've added, since we've started, the Movie Scoop, because when we started in 2012, you know, we didn't know much about it. But now with, you know, as Pamela was talking, the entertainment industry being so big in Atlanta, some of those movies are being filmed out in the suburbs, right down the street from us. So we have added that category. So we let people know what's filming locally, what casting calls are going on locally, because everyone wants to know what's shooting and what celebrity they might have a chance to see. So, and then we also have a category called The Dirt, which covers what's new and coming. Everyone wants to be the first to know what the new business is. And when the outlet mall opened in Woodstock, that was a big deal. What stores are coming? And as each new phase opens, or in Avalon and Alpharetta, there's always a new phase, and people love to have that information.
Right. And I saw on your website, Michael Keaton was in Canton.
Yes, when he filmed The Founder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I'm so glad your site is there, because I would have loved to have, you know, just kind of dropped by. Because he's one of my favorite actors.
Else.
So, wow. I mean, it sounds like your job is just a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. Just figuring out every day what's going on and what's new. Yeah. And it's starting to be a little more pressure because now everyone's like, well, there's an empty building. What's coming?
I know.
Like,
oh, and there were, yes, we try and do the work for you. We follow all these bloggers, all these cities, all these places, and then take whatever's hot and write it up for you. I mean, we have more than 900 posts on our site. So we've been busy bees for the last couple of years. And every day we really try and put something out on social media. That's a huge way for us to reach everybody. We have yet to venture into the YouTubes and other categories, but Facebook and Twitter is a great way for us to reach our fans. And they're curious. People ask us all the time, what's happening? What's going on? What events are going on?
And so do people contact you and ask you or invite you to come to events?
Yes.
Yes.
Come to events, come see our new store, come see our new, you know, restaurant that opened. Yes. Absolutely.
And so I guess if you're opening a business, it would be important to get in touch with you too and get you there, because you're going to put their business on your website.
It is.
Talk
it's
about
like
it.
Free PR.
Yeah.
It really is. And we only, just so you know, we didn't really say this, we only say positive things. If we ever have a bad experience or if we didn't like something, nothing. We don't mention it.
Yeah, I noticed on your website you had that little disclaimer.
Yeah, we really try and keep it upbeat. We want to talk about the way that all these stores and restaurants are helping the economy and growing OTP, and it's just so fun to live here. And we don't need to talk about
anything. And good for you for keeping it positive.
Right.
That's important.
Yeah, it's been good. We don't want to offend anyone.
So, what is your business model for Scoop?
Well, we definitely have advertisers on our site. So that is how we, you know, earn our money through our advertisers. It took us a while because we had to build up the brand. And we, you know, very fortunate the last 2 years have been super successful with our page views. And advertisers are interested in being on our site because sadly, everybody's on their phone, and that's how we push out our links. And so, you know, you're sitting in carpool line or you're waiting at Dan's, mm-hmm. you're flipping through your phone. Oh, this looks interesting. Let me click on and read it. You read the scoop, and then the advertiser's information follows.
What is your favorite part about living outside the perimeter?
Personally, I like it because I feel like, you know, we're outside of Atlanta, which is this awesome, huge metropolitan area, and we can still get to it very easily. You know, we can pop down to Atlanta any day that we want, but we're also sort of out and removed from the city. We're right on, we both live very close to Lake Allatoona. Mm-hmm. We're not very far away from the Blue Ridge Mountains if you want to go north just a bit and really escape, you know, city life. So it's just a great mix. I feel like, you know, if you want to go down and be in the hustle and bustle for the weekend at the, you know, the Dogwood Festival or something big that's going on, you jump in your car and go. You want to sit out on the lake and not hear anything, you could do that too. So it's a nice mix.
What do you consider outside the perimeter?
We talk about north outside the perimeter. So really, like I said before, from Acworth to Alpharetta, Marietta to Cumming, I think those are the most populated suburbs. Of course, we, you know, anything that's great happening, we try and feature, but we don't cover south OTP. We can barely do what we can do in the north area.
And so what do people say about OTP? What is their response?
Well, it depends on who you ask, of course. Folks who live ITP, you know, typically are not overly enthusiastic about it, which we like to try to encourage them to, hey, come on out.
Come on
you know,
out,
there
see
are
us,
great
yeah.
restaurants. There are great events. There's cool
A lot
stores.
Of family fun that we have.
Yeah. So we, you know, we try to put a positive spin on it. But I understand, too, if we live down in the city, we probably wouldn't. They have to venture out much either. So, but for people who live OTP, they're pretty excited about it because they know they're like, hey, I live in downtown Roswell and there's 10 amazing new restaurants opening next month or, you know, so again, it just depends on who you ask.
I think the realtors love it because, you know, they're trying to sell their homes OTP and we're telling everything fabulous about living in these suburbs. Yeah. And we do hear God's gift to transplants. Our friends that live in our own neighborhood are like, I didn't even know that existed. I didn't know that event was happening 5 minutes from my house. Or I never even heard of that store or restaurant. I think people get in a bubble. I think they go to their same Mexican place every Friday night or their same Italian place. And just to know that if you drive 5 more minutes or 10 more minutes, mm-hmm. there's this cool thing. Or there's this great place to take your mom to or your nephew that's visiting. I mean, we really try and just reach everybody and let them know. It's a right, great place.
And Suzanne, you made a good point about transplants because I'm a transplant. Yeah. And mm-hmm. so I can definitely see the need for Scoop. What's the best part of your job and what's the worst part of your job?
The best part is meeting so many people that are passionate about their business, I think. That's great.
We meet a lot of small business owners that, you know, they're doing what they do because they love it. So that's really fun to meet people that are like, oh, I started off, you know, making these little things in my basement at home and it just took off. And so now I opened a big store and it's doing so well that even my husband now has quit his job and he's helping me.
That's
and
great.
So that's great to hear little people's or people's little success stories.
Yeah. I think the worst thing is we can only go to these restaurants like once because then you got to move on and try another one or trying to be the expert in everything.
Right. We're trying. It's very hard. Like we might. Like Suzanne said before, we are on social media, we follow every city and every local news outlet for each individual city so that we can consolidate it all.
For you.
And so maybe we get a story of something that happened, you know, somewhere a day or two ago and we'll try to write it and get it out as fast as we can. It's just like, well, this happened 2 days ago. Like it's hard. We're trying to follow and get it out as fast as we can. But, you know, we're covering a large area for two people.
Right. And I don't know about Alpharetta and other places, mm-hmm. but I know in Cumming, they can't build the houses
Cumming
fast
is booming,
enough.
Yes. I mean, we get something.
The foresight.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful up there, too.
And have you seen that growth in other places like Alpharetta?
Yeah.
Alpharetta.
All of OTP.
And Roswell
think,
have
really.
A new restaurant or new business opening every week.
Yeah.
For sure.
So y'all are busy.
Yes.
What are Scoop's future plans?
Well, we'd love to get some more contributors because that would really help us. There are, we've been very fortunate. We've had a few great guest writers that are more into food per se than we are, that are true foodies. And they've really helped bring our content level up because we, like I said, we can only eat so much and so many times. And people love that. People love restaurants. They love to hear about that. And of course, if there were two people like us in South OTP, that would be fabulous because that's a really growing area for the movie industry as well. And right, I think starting like a YouTube and getting more, even more social media than we do now.
Okay. And how can our audience get in touch with you?
Social media is probably the easiest way. Facebook, Twitter.
Yes, follow us on our website.
Follow on our website. Go to our website. Subscribe. We'll send out
And what is your website?
ScoopOTP.com. We send out a bi-weekly email just recapping the latest scoop. It's every 2 weeks. It's not. We don't
inundate
you or anything
you.
Like
yeah.
that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ladies, we'll come back to you. But right now, I want to talk to Mark Slater. Mark has been in patient care for over 17 years and started his laser business 13 years ago. Mark has a passion for customer service and results. The Fountain Laser now has 3 locations in the Atlanta market and with plans of expansion of more locations. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Tell us about your background, Mark, and how you got into this.
Sure. So I'm originally from OTP, Birmingham, Alabama, a suburb outside of Atlanta. I escaped Birmingham when I was 18 with the University of Florida. And then after I graduated, I moved to Atlanta and went to chiropractic school here and became a chiropractor. Practiced for a few years, loved it, wanted to get into something, increase the cash flow, because you talk to doctors, chiropractors, they talk about decreasing reimbursements and increasing insurance costs for malpractice insurance, premium insurance. So I wanted to get into something that was more cash-based. And I had a personal connection with laser hair removal. In college, I was a frustrated bodybuilder wannabe, shaving my legs, shaving parts of my body. So I explored, laser hair removal. And while I was there, I paid close attention to their consultation. I paid close attention to who was doing the consultation, who was doing the treatments, what type of technology they were using. And it piqued my interest. I said, you know what? I can do this and I can do this better. And I bought my first laser in 2013, did a little marketing, fast forward 13 years, you know, 3 locations here in the Atlanta market and plans for more.
And I can say the audience can't see you, but you have beautiful skin.
Oh, thank you very much.
Very beautiful skin.
I appreciate that. Well, thank you.
And I'm when you said you were trying hair removal, did you ever try waxing?
No, wasn't brave enough.
Wasn't? Okay.
Yeah. Because
that's pretty painful.
Waxing hurts.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of waxers come into the office, and when I do a consultation, they take that waxing experience and think that's what they're going to experience with laser. And what I tell them is if you can survive waxing, this will be a big fat joke for you.
Okay, but does it hurt?
You're going to feel something.
I've had a friend who, mm-hmm. who's had this done.
Everybody has a friend that's done something about something. Yeah,
it wasn't me, I promise.
Of course, right.
But she
Your
said,
friend.
Yeah, my friend, but she was in so much pain. She was like sweating. Does she just have like, is that normal? Is that a normal experience?
Or? I'm going to answer that a couple different ways.
Okay.
Not all lasers are created equal, number one.
Okay.
Number two, not everybody has the same pain tolerance level. Most women don't care about pain. That's why God let women have the babies, because women are tough. Guys are big.
I could argue on that point, but we'll do that
okay,
later.
Fair enough. Guys are big wimps. So it's a, you know, tolerance to discomfort. We use a specific laser called the Candela Gentle Laze and Candela Gentle Yag. It sprays simultaneously this cold spray that helps neutralize the sensation of the hairs. I mean, what you feel with laser hair removal is the hairs absorbing the heat of the laser. So the cold spray firing simultaneously helps to neutralize that sensation so that it's a more comfortable experience.
And so all people don't use the cold water spray is what you're saying.
Exactly. Like, you know, there's lasers that are made by the Cadillac of the industry, and there's lasers that are made by the not Cadillac of the industry. You may buy a laser from China. Good luck getting service on it or finding parts for it in the United States. So like I said, not all lasers are created equal, and they don't all feel the same. Our lasers are, like I said, called the Gentle Laze and Gentle Yag because they're not, I don't want to say painless, but you're going to feel something, but it's tolerable.
But it's not as painful as waxing.
No.
No. So what would you say to someone that's looking to find someone to have laser hair removal?
Well, there's a lot of good questions to ask. Do you treat all skin tones? Because there's not a one-size-fits-all laser. There's lasers for lighter skin tones. There's lasers for darker skin tones. If you go to a company, they may put you on whatever laser they have charge you the same money from another company that has all the technology for your skin tone and hope for the best. So does that?
Yes.
Yes.
How, let's talk about cost.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So not different areas of the body are going to cost different. In other words, the price for a lip or a chin for laser hair removal is not going to be the same as full legs. So
full
in our
legs, people actually have that done?
Oh, full body. We do a full head, a man's head. He's like, you know what? I'm bald. I don't want to shave this anymore. Just laser it off. Mm-hmm. The only areas we can't laser are eyebrows. We can't even laser the space between the eyebrows called the glabella because of the fine muscles that control the eyelid and the eye itself are just under the skin. So those are just off limits for laser hair removal. We can wax those areas, but we don't want to be firing a laser around those areas. So we don't do that. Yeah, so anywhere from a upper lip, we charge $59 a month for 12 months. We also offer a satisfaction guarantee on all of our packages, meaning if you're not completely satisfied after you've had your 9 treatments, you'll never pay full price for a touch-up. Because we stand behind our service. We accept you as a patient. You can expect to get good results. I don't want to take a case that, you know, if you have blonde hair, that's another point with laser hair removal. Laser only works with hairs with melanin or pigment. So hairs that don't have melanin or pigment, peach fuzz, blonde hair, white hair, gray hair, not going to be affected by a laser. So if you're coming to me and you wanted to do, let's say, Alex, your forearm there, I don't see a whole lot of dark hair.
Right.
I'm not going to take money for that area. I'm not going to perform laser on that area. You're not going to be happy. You're going to question my business ethics. I want to make you happy.
You're saying that like there might be people out there that would take me as a customer knowing that.
I'm only going to answer for myself and my own business ethics. I wouldn't do that because you're not going to refer anybody to my practice. You're not going to. It's so easy to go on social media and trash a business if you had a bad experience. So we aim to please. We want to make sure everyone has the same good experience with our company, whether you go to our Smyrna location on Cobb Parkway or our Johns Creek location in Suwannee.
Okay. And when you said, for example, like if you're getting like a lip or chin done and it's $59 a month, how many visits would it take?
So we sell in packages of 9. The 6 that are recommended plus 3 complimentary touch-ups for a package of 9. 6 should get the job done, but some people, you know, everyone's going to respond a little differently. It takes me 5 days to grow a 5 o'clock shadow. I have a friend who can grow a beard in an hour if he just pushes really hard. So everybody is a little different. So after your first treatment, you may not see hair growth for 2, 3, 4, maybe even 5 weeks before your next treatment. And we have people that, you know, get some sporadic hair growth, you know, a week or two after. And we get subjective remarks from our clients when they come in for their next visit saying, you know, how did you do? Did you see hair a week after, 2 week hair? How did it grow back? Was it patchy? Was it in rows? Let's us know if we need to increase the level of the laser, keep it the same. Just lets us know how to act based on your subjective remarks when you come in. So 6 treatments is recommended, but we always sell in packages of 9 because we want to ensure that we make you happy.
Okay, and who does the procedure?
Sure, and that's a great question. They just passed the law, the medical board, at the end of 2014, requiring all laser practitioners to become certified as either assistant laser practitioner, that's the minimum, so they have to have 2,000 hours of hands-on training, and of course, fill out their application, send $200 to the medical board. Right. That's what the medical board really cares about, I think. But yeah, so we use only certified technicians to do our IPL treatments, our laser treatments. We also teach that course in our Smyrna office to get estheticians certified. But kind of the estheticians, you know, monitored by the state and by the Secretary of State, they can do it. Nurses, LPNs, RNs, physician assistants, even physicians. I just don't know a whole lot of physicians that are just going to be staying there. It's kind of a tedious work. You know, I can teach my 12-year-old son to do laser hair removal. I just can't get malpractice insurance on them. Yeah.
What other procedures does your office perform?
Sure. We do IPL, which stands for intense pulsed light. That'll get rid of brown spots on your skin, age spots, red spots, you know, melasma, which is redness of the skin. We do a great treatment called Rejuvepen, which is collagen induction therapy. So collagen is the protein that gives skin its bounce and elasticity. So if you have deep pores, fine lines and wrinkles, even acne scars, this Rejuvepen it's called micro needling. It looks like a little pen. It has 8 little micro needles at the end of it. and we put a growth factor on your skin, and we inject that microneedling into the skin, injecting that growth factor into the skin to stimulate your body's own ability to produce collagen, to fill up those fine lines and wrinkles, fill up those deep pores. So Rejuvapen is a fantastic treatment. You know, typically patients need, you know, maybe three or four of them. Each treatment builds on the one before it. It just depends on, you know, how long you've had the condition and until you like it, until you're happy with the results.
All of a sudden, I feel like you're looking at my face thinking, man, she needs to come into the office
Alex, you have beautiful
tomorrow.
Skin.
No. Okay.
These ladies in this room have beautiful skin. You too, Ryan, by the way.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I take pride in my skin.
I see that. I see that.
Well, do you have any specials coming up for our listeners?
We do. So if you buy an area of laser hair removal, I'm just going to say Brazilian, it's the most popular area that we treat. And by the way, we have an all-female staff, which is not a big deal for treating your lip, chin, or underarms, but we do a lot of bikinis in Brazilian, so we have an all-female staff.
Good to know.
Yes, of course. When you do this for 13 years, you kind of figure out the frequently asked questions, so you better know the answers to those. So if you buy one area, let's say you do full legs, you can get a small area, lip, chin, underarms, linea alba, which is the happy trail underneath the belly button. You can get that for free. That's going to be our May special. So that can save you anywhere from, depending on the area you choose for your small area, $700 to $1,500.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And tell our audience how they can get in touch with you and find you.
Sure. Our website, thefountainlaser.com, at Fountain Laser on Twitter, and the Fountain Laser Hair Removal on Facebook. But the website has great content to learn about the business, learn about us, learn about what we do. And there's also a specials tab on there, and you can look at all the specials that we have going on, not just for laser hair removal, but for laser tattoo removal. And I really feel laser tattoo removal is going to explode in this country. That industry is going to explode. All these millennials, these young people are tattooing their bodies. I don't really think they're giving it more than 30 minutes of thought. But what you think is important today right. may not be as important to you in 5, 6, 10 years. So laser tattoo removal, I think, is an industry that is really has some growth potential.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right on that. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, now I'm going to open up the floor for some crosstalk. If you guys have questions for each other, grab the mic.
Oh, my wife and I are always looking for non-chain restaurants to go to. We live in the Smyrna Vinings area.
Right.
And, you know, we have, we have almost put a trail marks to all the restaurants that we go into that area. And, you know, we get a little fatigued. So
right. You're going to love our site then.
Scoop OTP would be a great resource to say, you know, we want Italian, but we don't want,
the
I don't want to trash
Italian.
Maggiano's. Yeah. I really like Maggiano's. Yeah, right. They're a great restaurant, but I don't want to go there all the time
every
when
weekend.
I think of Italian. I want to go to Amalfi in Roswell, which is like a family-owned business, which is like so yummy.
Good Italian in Roswell, Osteria Matone, I believe is what it's called. Really good downtown Roswell.
But I always think restaurants. I'm a guy. I like to eat.
Right.
But what else would Scoop OTP offer? Like, is restaurant is that your core?
No, it's not the.
How old are your children?
12 and 10.
Okay, so we have a whole section called Forced Family Fun, like Michelle said earlier. Have you been over to that Slingshot Entertainment in Norcross?
No, but I've tried to force fun on my children before.
Did it work?
We had mixed results.
Okay, well, they would love this. Okay. It's like the American Ninja kind of course.
Oh, okay, cool.
So we try and just let people know what's around. So if you click on that tab, I bet you'll flip through. Right now, you could go strawberry picking with them. I bet you they'll be really into that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, anybody have any questions for Mark? Three ladies.
I do. I definitely want to find out more about the Rejuvapen and the IPL. I mean, is something like that super expensive? Like if you have a little forehead line?
Oh, no. So Rejuvapen is normally $350 for the treatment. We have a special on our website right now. You can get the treatment for $250 and save $100. There is additional cost for the growth factor, which is injected into the skin to stimulate that collagen to repair itself.
So is that like Botox then, or is that something different?
Well, Botox is an injection. So Botox is going to essentially paralyze the muscle so you can't go like this.
Right, I don't want that.
Yeah, so I'm frowning and then I get deep lines above my nose. I used to do Botox, but I just haven't in a while. Not for any other reason other than laziness, I guess. And I just don't care as much as I used to. You know? I'm married in my second marriage. We're happy. Like, I don't want to be injecting into my, I don't know. So it's different.
Okay.
So Botox paralyzes muscles, but Rejuvapen just stimulates collagen to fill up fine lines, wrinkles, and things like that.
Sounds interesting.
Is that the same as Rejuvaderm?
Juvederm. So Juvederm is a filler. So if you have a deep marionette line here, it helps fill that out or fill the lips with Juvederm. Sure. You have the big puffy lips like most of Los Angeles. Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about the duck lips?
Yes.
Yeah. No, thank you.
You said it, Alex. I did.
Caitlyn Jenner duck lips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Aww. Well, I have a question for Michelle and Suzanne.
Yes.
You mentioned earlier about building up your brand. Mm-hmm. I think it was Suzanne who said it. How did you do that from scratch? I'm always curious about these issues because I cover that on my show. So
one like at a time on social media. I mean, it's been a labor of love. Mm-hmm. I mean, just getting it out there. I mean, when we first started, we took our closest, mm-hmm. 100 or 200 people we knew, and it was like, please subscribe to our email. Yeah. Please like us on Facebook. Yeah. Please, so you can easily get a couple hundred right mm-hmm. away.
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely grew through referrals, but I think our branding started with, our awesome friend and printer that helped us with our logo, mm-hmm. the whole blonde and brunette thing. Mm-hmm. We do try and wear our Scoop shirts, out sometimes just mm-hmm. to maybe be more
draw
seen.
Attention.
When you go to all these network events, you want to mm-hmm. try and make a statement.
Right.
It does take a while. Yeah. There is no magical overnight have 10,000 followers. Yeah.
And anytime we see anything with the phrase OTP, like I think the first one was maybe the Braves are coming OTP was the mm-hmm. first headline mm-hmm. a few mm-hmm. years ago. Mm-hmm. We just jump on that bandwagon, that mm-hmm. OTP bandwagon.
You could get some of those oval stickers to put on the back of your car that says OTP.
We have those, Ryan. We can set you up with some of those.
And we have Scoop approved stickers in a lot of places.
So businesses can put those up.
Absolutely.
People can put them on their cars, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
I want to know, up in Canton, are you familiar with a restaurant called the Snug Gastropub?
Yes. We are. I think you may have had someone here
Brian
the other
Rose.
Day.
That is my stepbrother.
Damian.
Yes, my
Brian.
Stepbrother. Yes.
We know Damian very well.
Mancini. He has Mancini's right down the street. So. Of course, no bad reviews about that place.
No,
right?
They're on our website.
No, they're very good. Them. If you want to drive to Canton, there's a great Italian place up there.
And
the Snug actually was the place where Michael Keaton was at. And there was a Michael Keaton watching party at the Snug.
They had a cute banner that said, if your name is Michael Keaton, free drinks for you.
Yeah. And he showed up, right?
He did show up.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I have a question for Pamela. What's your dream role? What character would you love to play?
Oh, wow. Believe it or not, nobody's ever asked me that before.
Well, we're on the mic now, so I guess you have to answer.
Make something up.
Okay. Hopefully this will be a satisfactory answer. So I don't have a specific character in mind, but I have a type of role in mind. First of all, even though I'm actually putting a comedy web series together, and I love doing comedy, drama is my first passion. I love doing dramatic roles. Having said that, one of my struggles in acting class has been with being vulnerable, and that's you need to be vulnerable as an actor, period, full stop, like whatever technique you learn. But for me, it's kind of hard because I can be prideful and I can be stubborn, and God, anybody who knows me who's listening to this right now is probably laughing. So we all have those walls that we put up in everyday life to protect ourselves, to get through the day, and so it has been a struggle for me to take those walls down. And I think the epitome of a role that I would consider, like if I did this role and I did it well, I would consider it a success, is something where I have to be really humbled in some way. Mm-hmm. That could be in
some sort of biography, or something about someone who changed the world, and you could play that role. It's very dramatic, but also influential.
Mm-hmm. That would be great. Yeah.
What about crying on cue? Can you cry on cue?
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a tough one,
Do
you train for that? Or, I mean, like you said, being vulnerable is part of being an actor, but you have to go down a deeper road of being vulnerable if you want to cry on camera.
So I don't have problem crying. but the whole, I guess, thesis of Meisner technique is that you work moment to moment with your partner, with the material that you get from the script. So there may be a moment that the script says, she breaks down in tears or whatever. But if you're being truthful in the moment, which is what Meisner is all about, you may not see tears coming down your face. But the point is you need to have an emotional reaction in that moment.
Right, so tears may not stream, but the audience can resonate with your emotional feeling at that
time. Exactly, as long as that emotional feeling is truly there and you're not just putting a face on.
That's good. Yeah. And one other question for you. Do you have a favorite actress or actor that you just constantly watch or see everything that they come out on film with?
Yes, I love Kevin Spacey. I just
love
great. Kevin Spacey. And
he's funny and dramatic.
Yeah, he is. And he can sing.
Yeah, quite talented.
yeah, he's multi-talented. Absolutely love him. I love Edward Norton. I think Edward Norton's acting, especially in, I forgot the
Birdman.
One.
Birdman.
Primal Fear.
The one where he stutters. He plays
Primal Fear.
Is that Primal Fear?
Where he's the boy.
He's like, younger, but he's...
The one with Robert De Niro.
Yes, and he has two different personalities.
No, with Richard Gere. Richard
Gere. Right, we're going to have to look this up.
He's the lawyer, and he's a boy.
He's in prison,
saying that he had been, and he had killed the...
Schizophrenic,
Yes, somebody is going to write me an Instagram saying I should know this, but
I was thinking of something else, the score, I think.
You need to see Primal Fear.
Yeah.
Really
get brush up on your IMDb.
I know, right? I know. But his talent, it just blows my mind. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to be that versatile and that in the moment.
What about female actresses?
Female actresses. Well, I do actually love Maggie Gyllenhaal. I've seen her in some of her older quote unquote movies. The one she had with James Spader, White Castle. That was a really good one. That was with Susan Sarandon. Of course, I can't remember any movie names today except the ones that I'm not thinking about. But she and James Spader were in a movie together. Okay, now I've got to send you all these links. But anyway, she is one of my favorite females.
This is a question for all you ladies. So, Pamela, you're an actress. Michelle and Suzanne, I don't know what your background was prior to starting Scoop OTP, but essentially all three of you became entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. You've started a radio show, a TV show. You started Scoop OTP. What was your aha moment that said, I'm tired of whatever I'm doing now and I want to chart my own course and not be, I don't know, quote unquote, a slave to somebody else or helping make somebody else rich?
Right. You guys are all looking at me, so I guess I'll go first. Go ahead.
Fortunately, Suzanne and I had been friends. We had collaborated together for some nonprofit and community events. We weren't necessarily both leaving a different job or anything at the time. We were both kind of just looking for another project. And one of us had a significant birthday, and we're like, what are we going to do? And
29.
Yes, we were 29 again. And, you know, it just sort of a little light went on, like, you know, got to do something. You know, we're fortunate enough, we're in a position we can take the time and invest the time to start something from the ground up. And so that's sort of how it worked for us. That, and we thought there was a need for it too. So it was a little bit of both. We had the ability and saw needs. We just kind of were able to kind of jump on it.
So it wasn't like you were in the corporate world and had a job.
No, like I said, we both, you know, at that point,
our children were, you know, a big priority. And we did, when you volunteer, I cannot tell you how many hours and time and effort that takes. Right. And so we started to kind of move some of our volunteer time and effort into Scoop OTP effort. And that's really what happened. Our kids got older and we were able to move out of some of those situations and we vested in ourselves. And it's a lot of work to start something from scratch. Mm-hmm. I mean, like Michelle said, every like is a like that is not bought. It's because somebody else shared a story or somebody else commented to their friend, wow, the site's really cool. Mm-hmm. And that's how our page views have grown and continue to grow today.
And also, I mean, it was difficult starting a business that, when I say it had never been done before, but it's not like...
we had no model.
We didn't have, it wasn't like someone said, hey, you know, you can start your own at home, you know, sell Tupperware or something. Like, you know, it was very much, we had to create the wheel sort of, you know, so it was...
Now we have a model we can share.
Yes, it's very much, it's been a learning experience. We've learned a lot as we've gone.
So. As an entrepreneur, charting your own course and something that hasn't been done can be just as intimidating as opening up your own business and something that's highly competitive.
Right, and with a high expectation. This was, you know.
Right.
Right. Now the expectation is high.
It wasn't, but at the time, it was, you know, if it works, it works. You know, in the beginning, it would be like, oh my gosh, you know, 20 people read our thing today. You know,
so. A lot of entrepreneurial gurus talk about if your why is strong enough, like why you want to start the business, you'll figure out a way.
Right.
As long as you know what your why is.
Yeah.
You mentioned being an entrepreneur as being intimidating. I actually find the opposite. I find being an entrepreneur exhilarating, and I can't imagine existing any other way. And I do come from a corporate background. I've been in corporate for a long time. I started out in web development and graphic design years ago, and I liked it back then. You know, back then, I really enjoyed learning about technology and learning about the emerging web technologies and, you know, programming and all that stuff. That really was exciting to me. Somewhere along the line, my passions changed and my interests changed. And now I'm at a point where I can't imagine going back to that. I mean, I do consulting, so I do that on my own as a 1099, as an independent consultant. And I still have to make some sort of full-time living, even if I'm not working full-time in corporate now, while I work on monetizing my shows. So that's the next step for me. And I do have a plan for that. But I don't have a choice but to be an entrepreneur. I like to put it that way, because the thought of going back and working for somebody else now makes me want to, you know, puke pretty much.
Yeah. You're not comfortable in your own skin. That's not you.
It's not me. I want full ownership over my work. Mm-hmm. I want to work on projects that are important to me, like this Dames of Fame web series coming up. Mm-hmm. That is such an important issue for women in entertainment, and it affects men too. But, you know, that's personal. That's personal to me. It's not personal if I go to a corporation and help them make more money.
Mm-hmm. Well, guys, this has just been a wonderful show. I'm so glad that you all came on the show today. But before we go, let's go around the room and tell our audience one more time how they can get in touch with you. Pamela?
Sure. This is Pamela Derides. You can find me all over the place, actually. I'm on Facebook, Facebook.com/PamelaDerides, D-E-R-I-T-I-S. There's PamelaDerides.com. You can go on YouTube and find Call Time Atlanta or Mammoth TV. They will both take you to the same channel. And I'm on Twitter, Pamela_D.
I'm Michelle Knapp with Scoop OTP. You can find us directly on our website, www.scoopotp.com. Follow us on Facebook at Scoop OTP or Twitter at Scoop OTP.
Yeah. That's it. Did it hurt?
Okay. Mark.
So I'm Mark Slater, CEO of The Fountain Laser. You can find us at thefountainlaser.com, Facebook, The Fountain Laser Hair Removal, and Twitter at Fountain Laser. But the website is the best way. Great content on our website, specials, and information about our company. And we do put our prices on the website. So when you walk into our office, there's no shock. It's on our website.
Good to know. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, guys. And if your business is doing something exciting and you would like to be featured on Business Radio X, reach out to us on the contact page at businessradiox.com. All right, my friends, thank you for listening. I'm Alex Gossett-Shiflett, your hostess with the mostest. Mm-hmm. And as always, I'm wondering who will be my next guest on Business Radio X.